What's up, everybody? How are we doing? Michael Valor here, coming at you for the Mind of Valor podcast, episode Trace. And for those of you who do not speak Spanish, that's three. And for those of you who do not speak English, darn it. I can't start this whole thing over. I'm not a perfectionist. Trust me. That's not what this whole thing's about. It's not about me messing up and then starting fresh, okay? It's about you taking it as it is, as a natural experience, okay? So if I mess up, know that this is live. Know that I don't edit. I don't go back and I fix these things. I don't even have a list of things to talk about. You think that I'm sitting at some desk and I've got a list of things in front of me, and you think that I'm tricking you right now saying that I'm not doing that, and I actually am, and I'm not. I'm not actually doing that. I'm frantically pacing around my room to make sure that I provide you guys the best content possible, to make sure that I'm actually legitimately inside my mind producing some naturally tasteful content that you can grab and apply to your freaking life, man. Okay? Today, I want to talk about experience. Now, I want to tell a story. The story is, I go out with one of my friends. It's a little bit tighter than a friend. It's a romantic interest of some sort. And we're out, right? We're in the woods, okay? And I don't typically bring romantic interest in the woods, if that's what you're thinking. So don't just bring your mind there, okay? What I'm saying is that we're out in the woods, okay? And it starts raining. Like raining. That sounded more like electricity than rain. There was a little bit. It was called lightning. Lightning was involved. And we're out and it's raining and then there's nowhere to go, okay? There's nowhere to go. There's no shelter. We're in the woods, okay? We're miles away from home. There's no roof. There's no shelter. And I was thinking that. How human, how primal, right? Like for me to go out and I have to try to find and search for and rush to find shelter from the storm. And that's just not a thought that I have to deal with on a day-to-day basis. Like there's never a thought of shelter. Shelter is extremely available. Shelter is overly available. There's never a time where I'm missing out on shelter. I can walk in any building at any time and I can just get in there and there's shelter there. And it's attainable. And for this time, I couldn't. And it made me feel extremely human, extremely vulnerable. I was thinking about all the times and all the other humans, millions and millions of other humans that, number one, currently don't have shelter, and all the ones who didn't have shelter previously. Like that was a really big thought. It was like, how do we keep shelter? So with that, I was having this experience. It was a very genuine experience and the water was hitting my skin and it was like ever so subtly cold and it would run down my skin. And it was like, what, the best word that I could describe it as, it was extremely vivid and refreshing, but at the same time, mildly uncomfortable because it was stimuli that I'm not used to. And I was looking around at all the leaves that were just dripping with dew, like water. And I don't know if it's dew. I think dew is like a morning thing only. I think that's water in the morning classified as. What I'm saying is there's water on the leaves and it was coming down off the leaves and it was ever so slight and beautiful and calm. And I was looking around and like this water was hitting me and I was like, why am I in such a frantic state? Why can I not just enjoy the fact that water is hitting my skin? I'm not losing anything. I can't die. You see what I'm saying? I'm just standing in the rain. What an experience. How often am I going to be this young, experiencing this youthful rain essence falling on me, being able to run and jump and like touch the rain with my tongue? There's only a certain amount of times it can rain. If it never rained again, I'd miss it. You know what I'm saying? I love looking at rain from the inside, but now being in it was a totally different motif, a modality, different feel. And it just opens your mind as to like, I need to be experiencing more things, right? I don't know. Maybe I don't, you know? But that just doesn't sound like the right answer, does it? And I always do that. It's like, what feels like the right answer? I ask myself that question all the time. Think about it. Think about how many things that you deem as true. I want you to ask yourself every time you like deem something true, is this the right answer? Because like my first thought was, okay, I'm in the rain. Ew, yucky. Like I'm wet. Oh, like this sucks, right? But like, does this feel like the right answer? It didn't. So, I mean, wow, right? Like, what is the right answer? The right answer is what feels right. Over and over and over again, as you go through life, the right answer is what feels right. You know, you feel bad when you do bad things. And what we're talking about today is experience. And what I'm saying is experience is right. You want to be experiencing as many things you can. You've only got, dude, I'm going to get angry. I'm going to get frustrated today. I'm going to showcase a little bit of the emotional stimuli that's going to make me react based on some thoughts that I'm having. I'm going to share those thoughts, and then I'm going to share the reaction with you. I'm going to share the thoughts in a reactionary format so that you can compare the reaction and the thoughts themselves. You see what I'm saying? And then you can say, okay, do I have this reaction to this exact thought pattern or not? What I'm saying is that we're freaking human beings. You're human. You have skin. You talk. You breathe, right? You see through these eyes, these eyeballs you have that are attached to these like strings that are attached to of tissue that are attached to your head. It's crazy to me that we have all of these experiences and opportunities around us all the time, but we're not choosing to indulge in them. We're not choosing to take a second, stop and stare and look at it and say thank you, or question it and say why, or, you know, just the most natural and organic experience possible, right? Let's ask ourselves some questions. Let's wonder about something. Let's open our minds and think. I mean, Christ, you know, I mean, I'm trying to reason with you, but I'm just so frustrated. People are so stuck in how it is that they are and why they are the way they are and what they need to be seeing, what they need to be reacting like, what they need to be feeling like, what they need to be told, what they need to be listening to, what they need to be doing, how they need to be feeling. And it's not, they're not asking any questions anymore. And nothing's ever human. And all these fake jokes that you're having conversations about, we're talking one-on-one and you're making small talk. What about big talk? Where's some big talk? Where's some emotions on your sleeves? What do you feel like? What do you see? What do you experience? Why are we doing this dance? Why cannot we be organic beings that are sharing and expressing and showcasing and being true? I was talking to one of my friends this week, and I vent to this particular friend pretty often, okay? This is something that I sit him down and I talk to him for hours and hours and hours, and I just literally vent for hours and hours and hours about anything. It's kind of like what these podcasts are, but just a little bit more like intense even, I would say, than what this is. And it's not a podcast, it's an experience. Oh my God, I keep doing this. I did this on episode 2. I'm sorry. Look, I'm genuinely apologizing to you right now, okay? You know why? Because I'm humble. I have so much respect for you. The fact that you're allowing your earbuds and your eardrums to listen to this right now, to decipher these vibrations into some sort of language and then depict that language, okay? And then ingest that language, comprehend that language, and then continue to choose to do so is massively respectful to me. Thank you, by the way. But what I was saying was, I was venting to him and I said, one of the things that I need to do is in my life, and for me, this is for me, is indulge in giving the biggest and best experience to the most amount of people as possible. I'm a performer, guys, and I have a message, and this message has to be heard. But the problem is that I have so much self-inquiry to do. I'm young, but the problem is, again, that I don't want to not do it while I'm young. I want to do it while I'm young. And it's not a patience issue either, although I do struggle with patience. That's one of my things, right? I'm a fast-paced person. I'm pretty aggressive. I'm pretty passionate, okay? I'm very courageous. Things should not hold me back. I don't have fear involved, okay? So what I'm saying is that I want to hop on stage and I want the biggest crowd ever and I want to perform and I think I can do this. I confidently, listen to my voice here, okay? I confidently think I can do this. Deliver the best speech that has ever been heard by human ears. I believe it. I believe that. And the fact that I'm saying that in this format, in this way, and telling you, it means nothing, okay? It doesn't. It doesn't mean anything, okay? It doesn't. Me telling you this means nothing. Me doing it means something. And when something means something, okay, it must be done. You see what I'm saying? And that's important to me. So I just wanted to share that with you. I think that was like a burst moment that I just needed to make sure I expressed. But dude, listen, when you're listening to this experience, I want you to know it's going to be the most rawest format possible. I want it to be genuine thoughts. I want it to be nothing but purity coming from a human consciousness bouncing off. And I want it to have little to no bias. But I also want you to hear me as a human and what I have to say and express and things that come to my mind that you may want to listen to. Because As of right now, I'm deemed as a micro influencer. I'm nothing crazy, but I definitely have some influence. My job is to become famous, and famous, I just mean build up that influence, because there are people who have it that don't deserve it. And also, I know that if I continue to talk the way I do and can compose messages the way I can, that it'll do some good for the world. And like I said, if it means something, you got to do it. And it means something, you know, it means something. I want to walk on stage and I want to deliver this message of peace, hope, charity, possibility, opportunity, heroism. And it's like, but that's experience. You see, that's what I'm talking about. Then what are the experiences that you want? What are they? What are they? Can you get frustrated with me for 1 second? Can you get frustrated for anything other than the fact that your charger's not 6 feet long, or that it's taking an extra 15 minutes for you to get your food at a restaurant, or maybe that your texts aren't sending and they're coming up green instead of blue? Thank you, Apple, for that amazing marketing tactic. You see what I'm saying? Get frustrated about your life right now with me for 5 minutes. Please get frustrated. What is it that you want to experience? And can you experience that now? Can you make changes in your life to go experience that right now? Then what do you want people to experience when they meet you? I think that's another posable question. So it's like, I'm in this state, I guess, of general self, philosophical self-inquiry, PSI. I'm in general philosophical self-inquiry. And I'm preaching to you of what it is that I want to do, which my experience would be to perform the greatest message that the world has ever seen. And I want to say it in front of the most people as possible. And I want to really revolutionize the world with this one speech. I want it to be known as probably the best speech, not probably, definitely the best speech of all time. I want it to be known as that. I want it to make sure that it grasps every single person that listens to it, and that it really holds their attention, and that it gives them a pure message, something that makes them stand up and want to scream, open their chest and say, yes, yes. I want them to cry. I want them to get into it. I want them to feel something for once. I want to hit them with a general and a warm welcome. You know what I'm saying? To the human race, to the human consciousness, to the human experience. This is what we are right now. This is what we are right now, and every single one of you are that. Think about that one. Every single one of you are the same thing. You're the same type of person. You're a human being, okay? And all of your originality and individuality, that's good, it's amazing. All that creativity, it's awesome, because it's consciousness building upon itself. It's creating new things. It's coming up with new ideas. It's allowing more innovation. I posted on my LinkedIn, if you follow me on all social networks, and I talked about bureaucracies and barriers. Those are the double Bs. You don't want them around. BBs, get them out. Bureaucracies and barriers. They're unnecessary. I really want you to break those down. A lot of you have barriers right in between you and the experience that you want to have. A lot of bureaucracies, which are a bunch of systems. Systems are fine. Systems are good. You have a system, you produce a consistent result. That's fine. People get system heavy, way too system heavy, where they just get the joy out of creating systems, because happiness is progress. Progress is happiness. So you believe progress is creating systems, because you are in the habit of creating systems. But creating systems too much creates bureaucracy. Bureaucracy is a problem. Bureaucracy is a wing clip on science, innovation, happiness, joy, freedom of expression. Bureaucracy is a huge issue that we face in day to day. It's the reason why things can't be thought of simply. It's the reason why creativity even exists, because so many people are stuck in a very rhythmic lifestyle and a rhythmic thought process, and they're not coming up with new genuine ideas, and business gets stagnant when that happens. Okay, and I'm not saying that people aren't outside of this. There are. Obviously, there's duality. There's people on both sides. But what I'm saying is we need to totter to the other side of the spectrum. Let's allow more creativity. Let's break down more barriers, more bureaucracies. Let's ask questions like why. Let's experience more things. Let's test things out. People are so worried. But the thing is, we have time, ladies and gentlemen. We have time. We have so much time. We have all the time in the world, literally. Ha ha. All the time in the world, all of it is ours. Every single second. There's not a time we don't have. You could keep trying things and failing and messing up. You could do it a million times. You could do it once a decade. You could mess up 9 times in a row, and it's only 9 decades. That's not that big of a deal. Let's try out new systems. Let's see new ways of thinking. Let's move the world drastically in a different direction. Why not? People are dying. You know what I'm saying? People are dying anyway. Crime's happening anyway. Global warming's happening anyway. We're losing the environment. Happening anyway. Species are growing endangered. Happening anyway. Disease is raising. Happening anyway. New diseases are coming to be. Happening anyway. New superbugs. Happening anyway. Innovations, happening anyway. All happiness, happening anyway. Love's happening anyway. See what I'm saying? See, happening anyway, 5 times fast. Come on, I'll give you $5 if you could do it. Maybe one of you. I'll give one of you $5 if you could do it. I don't want to like dole out like $60 or $100 if you all can say that. Because I believe in you. You know what I'm saying? Because there's no barriers. Then this was your trip into experience. Thanks for listening to Mind of Valor. 15 minutes. I hope it enlivens some amount of energy in you. And I think just invigorating that little portion of energy kind of drove you to some sort of action in your life, whether it be you're sitting there now, maybe you want to go work out, maybe you want to read a book, maybe you want to do some art, maybe you want to jump up and down, you want to dance to a song. I mean, whatever it is, maybe text somebody that you love and tell them you're happy. Do something right now. Do something right now. Come on, do something right now. Something right now that's going to benefit your life even a little bit. Text your mom, text your dad, text your girlfriend, text your friend. Thank them for being them. Thank you for being in my life. Thank you for providing me this. How about I paint a picture that I've been thinking of or I've been dreaming of for a little while? Something that's been coming up in my mind. Maybe I want to write a journal and my medium is words. Maybe I want to experience like what Mike did and go out in the rain. You know what I'm saying? And just stand in the rain and allow it to hit me and ask the question, why was I worried about this situation? Why was I worried about getting wet? Why was I so fearful of the rain when 70% of my world is made up of water? And I think that's the question that we have to ask in our lives. It's like, why are we so afraid of experience when all we do is experience? Experience more. Welcome to the Mind of Valor.